going on here. I think God is showing us something here. One, we need some new equipment. So Nick, you need to make a list of what you want in terms of computers and what have you. And we need to put that to God. I know the finances is coming. I see it coming. So I know it's going to happen. So we need to get those things in place, because this ministry has to go places. And if this ministry has to go places, we need the right equipment to get it there. We need a printing press. We need something to do DVDs so that we can send the message out through videos. Just like in Ellen White's time, she needed a printing press. God provided it, and the message went out. Our time has come. We need to put these things in prayer. Now, we cannot do it all for ourselves. It's God's will that has to be done. So we need to work on this. This is what's going on here. That's why all of this is happening today. God is telling us, hey, we need to probably reorganize this whole thing and get it more effective, because we are people under a very organized God. We look at the universe and we see that he's a very organized God. So he wants us to be better organized. Even though we are all over the world, he wants us to work in unity to get this job done. I see the money coming, Nick, so don't worry about it. It's going to happen. We need to pray. Keep put it in prayer for the printing press, for the computers that you need, even for that truck that you need that you want to go and do some street preaching. You need to make a nice list and put it in prayer to him and pray as a group for it. Because when Daniel was praying 3 times a day, you know, it took a while, but they did leave Babylon and they did go and rebuild the wall, and Jesus did come. So we need to have that kind of faith. And you know what, Rob? I remember that sermon you were preaching the other day. I listened to it, and that is the one where God's people is walking in this path, and eventually the path gives way, and they had nothing under their foot, but they had to hold on to the cords. And that's how we have to be in faith in Jesus. We have to hold on to Jesus and know that he's the one that is going to bring us through all of this. You know, this is a group that God has put together from all over the world. He took us all from all different places, and he brought us together. And we have a work to do for him. I'm not afraid of economic collapse. I'm not afraid of starving. He took me out from my homeland. He put me in a strange place. I have no job yet. I lost by Monday, my job in Trinidad will be gone. I can't go back to it. I have a baby on the way. That's a month away. But you know what? Every time I go in a store to buy something, I get the best and I get a discount. And that's what's been going on in Canada. Every time we go to the store, Kim and I would get food, but we get it at a discount. But we get the best. And that is to show you that God is in every aspect of your life. He takes care of you. You know, everything we wanted. We went to a store. We went to buy a bed that was on sale. It was a demonstration bed. When they did send the bed back home for us, we got a brand new bed. You know, we went to buy a car. This guy got a broken up, beat up car for us. We didn't want it. We went hunting again, and God gave us a brand new car. You know, and I mean, we are very pleased. I mean, it's packed up in the lot there, and we are very pleased with what we see. So I know, and I can say this with a lot of confidence, that the money is coming. We need to tell God what we want, because this ministry has to go forward. We have a lot of people in the world that need to know what the Lord has in store for them. Because I come in this place and I realize people don't know God in the first world country. You know, he's the last person in their mind. So I don't want to make this a sermon. It was a little brief testimony. But I want you all, I mean, we need to have more faith in the Lord. And we'll see things happen, because this movement has to do a lot of work for Jesus before he comes back. Thank you.
Try to bring you a message. Way up here. Bring you a short message and song. It's one of my favorite songs. I think it applies. God Leads Us Along was the title of it. In shady green pastures so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the waters cool flow, bathe the weary one's feet,
God leads his dear children alone. Sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children alone. Sometimes in the valley in the darkest of night, God leads his dear children alone. Through sorrows befall us and evils oppose, God leads his dear children alone. Through grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes, God leads his dear children alone. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long.
I think God is trying to strengthen our faith, and I praise him every time we get an answer to prayer. We need to praise him for that, because in the future we can look back and say God's promise didn't fail back there in 2002. I'm sure that today, whatever, 2008 or 10, that he'll fulfill his promises to us just like he did. And that's what will help us to get through those dark periods.
That song. It's a. That's why I cranked up the kilobits per second, so it came through crystal clear. Yep, I'm back. I don't give up. Are you kidding me? Yep. I. You guys kept on teasing me, telling me that I'm gagged. Well, guess what? Not for long. Well, I don't know how long this computer's going to last, but amen. Persistence pays or counts. But, amen. God is great. I really liked hearing Clive's testimony. I mean, it was. I like hearing it when he talks like that. And I didn't hear the part about the car because I went bye-bye, but. Fran came down here. She was so excited about it because it sounds like our situation as well. And we know that the Lord owns the cattle on a thousand hills. And so if someone walks up and hands you a junky car, and that happened to us once. We were offered, someone gave us a car, and but it wasn't that bad. It was older, but it ran, and even bought us plates for it. And but if someone was to come up to me with a rust bucket and it needed work and it was drooling radiator fluid and stuff, no, I wouldn't take it. I says, you know, my father, he owns all this, and so I'll just hold on and I'll wait him out. And just like what happened to us a couple of years ago when our T-Bird, the head went out on it, and everybody was telling us it would cost us more to repair it and than to keep it, you know, because the car was old. And it was a gift to us, too, from my wife's mom gave her her car. It was a T-Bird, and which is a nice car. And we didn't have to pay for that because that's one of those, I guess you'd call it a luxury car, a Ford T-Bird. And, but then the Lord blessed, someone sent us, this was a while ago, some of you know who I'm talking about, they sent us a check to buy a brand new car, and we did. And now that car is on its last legs, and so the Lord blessed us again. And, plus the van is getting to the point where it's costing us $400 a month just for gasoline. And so now we got a car that costs half that for month for gasoline. The Lord blessed us with another little car. Because now we don't, you know, all the kids don't live here anymore, and so it's not like we have to have a big old van anymore. Plus the van's got, you know, the windows won't go up and down. When you drive after about 5 minutes, the anti-locking brake system light goes on, and then the brake lights go on. They work. It's just that the mice got in there and chewed on some of the wires, and because those lights have been going on for years. But then you're driving down the road. You don't notice it unless it's at nighttime. So I pulled the bulb on it the other day. You're driving around down the road at night, and all of a sudden the lights in the interior are going on and off, on and off, on and off, on and off. It's very annoying. And I checked on the Ford website, and then everybody's complaining about that. They don't know how to fix it. It can't be fixed. And it's got over 150,000 miles on it, and winter's coming, and so the Lord bless us again. To be able to get a car. It's just amazing to see how his hand moves. Uh-oh. Now it's telling me if my drive's not ready. Oh, man, it was in the middle of a scan. I'll just hit continue. If I go bye-bye, I'll be back as quick as I can. I don't know. I'm not trying to repair this. I'm just trying to make it to where I can use it. So let me just see. I'm still here. Oh, okay, let me hit I'll just ignore it, hit continue, and just let it go bypass it. No, it's not going to let me, so I'll just hit cancel. It's saying drive not ready. One of the hard drives, obviously, looks like one of the hard drives died, maybe. I don't know. Let me hit cancel over here. Yes. And then hit cancel over there. And maybe that'll stay. Yeah, that stopped it. Oh, okay, yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, keep lending your prayers. She needs a car. And yes, Yee Yee, thank you very much. I got the letter regarding the check. I guess they misplaced it. They want to charge me, you know, like $25 to cancel the check, so I'm not going to cancel it. Just tell them if they do find it, tell them to rip it up. But thank you. You know, but if they need the money, tell them don't rip it up, but let me know a couple of days in advance if they're going to cash it. Because I don't want to be bouncing checks. But it's made out to them anyway, so no one but them can cash it anyway. But that's, you know. I remember one time I sent a check to California to help somebody out that was in Africa, and the check got lost in the mail, so I had to send another check. And then 6 months later, the check finally arrived, and they were getting ready to cash it. They sent me an email saying, thank you. I said, whoa, 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 that's the one I told you to watch for. That's the one you cancel. I don't have that money now. But thank you. Thank you very much. So then just rip it up if you find it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, Michael or Kelly. This is a rumor that's been going around for a while. If the markets crash in September, yeah, it's fear mongering. That's all it is. If they're going to do that, they're going to do it, and there's nothing we can do to stop it. And if they do it in the middle of September, it'll be a little. The only thing it's going to cause us, it's going to be a little difficult to get Luke back from Alabama. That's the only thing, because Luke's going to be in Alabama in September. At UG Pines. And, you know, we're going to... So I don't believe it, but I don't, you know, I've seen... They said the same things back in 2005. They said that the economy was going to collapse in 2005, if I recall correctly. And, so... Yeah, there you go. That's right. Henry, you can pick them up. But then if the economy collapses in September, like they're predicting... But that's where that David Gates guy is saying the national son-in-law is going to happen in September, and that's how's that going to happen? They got to have the loud, you know, we got to have the loud cry first. So, yep, people always need stuff. I know. I just hope that you know, if that happens, we won't have to worry. That's another reason I want to get solar panels. It's not just for my little winter garden that I want to grow in the basement during the winter with the solar panels. If the power, like if the economy collapses and the power fails, the electrical power fails, I'd like to be able to at least have lights in my home. I mean, all the computers will be down. I'm not worried about that. The servers will be down. And, of course, the donations will probably stop dead in our tracks. But, you know, our Heavenly Father knows that in advance. But we know that certain things have to get done, like Clive was just talking about. And like what I was talking about, too, like with the School of the Prophets. If the economy collapses, that's not going to stop our God from getting us those buildings that we need, the printing presses that we need, and whatever else we need, because his truth is going to go forth. Let man play his little games with his money. I don't really care. Even if they come over to my house and say, look, we're going to take your house. It's okay, fine, you can have it. See ya. You know, I don't care. And so we'll do what we got to do. That's when God moves the most, by the way. I don't know if you've ever noticed that, but whenever it gets the worst is when he gets the closest, and he gets, you know, it gets the, I mean, look at the Red Sea, for example. When I was moved by the Lord to get out of Oak Forest, and I wasn't listening, of course, and so I was evicted. They turned off the lights, they turned off the gas, and the mayor asked me to leave. So, I mean, it got pretty, you know, they wanted us to leave. And so we left, and it got very intense. That's the 1,011 days that I always talk about. And during that time, repeatedly, from the beginning all the way through the end of it, he kept reminding me almost daily about the Red Sea, about how they crossed it, and about how they were right at the edge of it, and Pharaoh and all his men were coming down, you know, to kill them all. And they're looking at all that water, and the Lord said, go forth. Just like he's going to say for us today. All the computers are going to be down, all the, you know, whatever, if they do that. I don't know, but it's going to be down for us eventually. That's a no-brainer. Because the time's going to come when we can't buy and sell. Like when they pass that law, why bother going to the store? Why bother going to the store to check and see if they're going to ask you the question? Because they're going to ask you the question. And when they ask you the question, you're going to become a target when they say you said no. So why bother going to the store? That's when you're at the edge of the Red Sea. That's when he moves the most. That's when he moves the best. Yeah, we can still talk on the phone, you know. I mean, unless, of course, with a phone company, like you start putting money in the phone. Well, that's if you don't have cash, you can't put money in the phone. All the phones will be converted to cards. There's a lot of the phones are like that already. You put, you know, a debit card in them or whatever. CDs will still work if you have a battery backup. You know, we'll be able to do it. You know, if you got solar panels, you'll be able to use Citizens Band radio or ham radio. They can't stop airwaves. What are you going to do? I mean, even if they put a brick wall around your house, you can still get out on a CB, which is something that I used to do when I was a kid. I had a ham radio when I was a kid. And then my little brother dropped it down the stairs. He thought he was doing me a favor. It was so cute. I mean, he didn't realize what he was doing. He was going to bring my ham radio downstairs for me. And he figured the best way to do it was just to let it go on the edge of the stairs and push it, because it'll just make itself down the stairs. He didn't realize all those glass tubes. He was like 3 or 4, and all those glass tubes in there exploded. And that ham radio was a gift. It was given to me by some old guy. I'd love to get on the ham radio too, you know, just get on there. And I've been asked to do that too, but man, there's only 24 hours in a day. I want to do the videos, you know. I want to do the, and that's why we need help. That's why if we had the School of the Prophets here with this big old building, and we had some men of God here, or if we had it somewhere else, if it was in a different state, we'll up and move. I don't care. Wherever the Lord gives us the building, we'll be there. Wherever it has to, if it's in Florida, which would be great, because we certainly have a lot of people in that area. I mean, it's still the number one state for us. You know, with New York and California climbing right behind. But still, the Florida area, forget about it. It's just a lot of people there. Oh, and the ministry phone is down. I had to unplug it because that may have been causing, hey, that's probably what did cause it. Can't find the drive. It was looking for the USB drive. So it was crashing out. So I'll have to do that thing again later. I'll wait until after Sabbath to mess with stuff like that. But so far, so good. I turned off my virus scanner because it looked like it got hacked. And I've got a better one, a different one that I bought years ago, but I hardly ever use it because it's got a big old footprint. I use it to kill, you know, Trojans and stuff. It's Spy Doctor, Spyware Doctor. And but I don't like to run it. But now I've got no choice. So it seems to be working good. But anywho. Yeah. Henry was thinking about getting a better CB that people cannot walk over and put you up on the CB when we are at church. What do you think? Here you go. Oh, man, that is a good idea. The Citizens Band, I don't think they don't have as big restrictions. Ham radio, if you don't do at least a, you can't have a show on ham radio, kind of like I guess they would call that a show or a program on ham radio. You got to, because me and Tom, remember Tom Fresh? He's on First Amendment Radio all the time, every now and then now. And he uses our website and talks about our website on there. And he was going to send me a ham radio. But I'd still like to do it, but I have to get, you have to get a license. And you got to take all these tests. And I just don't have the time. But CB, now that's a different story. But it's CB is local though, right? How far? I mean, some of the CBs are pretty powerful. I don't know how far they can get, but I'd like to check into that. Oh yeah, Tom is doing great, by the way. He's he just sent me an email the other day. I haven't had a chance to read it because I was looking at the emails last night. I figured, okay, I'll check these after Sabbath, and ever since then, it just boom. I started having troubles with the computer. But that is a good idea. Put it on the CB. You know, I can put a CB in the house here, and I wouldn't have to take no test. So I think I'm going to look into that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to make a note. Get a CB. They got them at Radio Shack, but I don't know if I'd get them at Radio Shack. Because I used to do the CB thing years ago. I used to be called Blue Moon. On the CB, but that's when I was a nutcase idiot. I used to walk all over the truckers because I used to live on the edge of a tollway. The tollway overpass was right behind our parking lot in this apartment complex that I was living in. And I look out my bedroom window and I can see the street about, I don't know, 50 yards away. And so what I did is I took a ham radio antenna and I hung it under my windowsill. And I'm on the third floor, so I hung it under my windowsill, out the window, where you couldn't see it. It was just like part of the building. You couldn't really tell it was there. And I hooked up a power mic to it with a CB, and boy, them truckers hated my guts. You get any truckers that were 10 or 15 miles radius that were coming down 294, I was giving them all sorts of trouble. I was just being a jerk, walking all over their CBs and yelling at them and stuff. I was just being a punk. But, oh, wow, think about that. Yeah, the entire truck stop will get the sermon. And they won't know it's coming from you, will they? Give me an idea. Yeah, no, they won't? Okay, cool. Henry, yeah, when you come here tomorrow, you got to tell me, because I've lost all sorts of, you know, connections with the CDs and how to do them. And, I mean, I know how to do them, but I just don't remember which brand is the best now, and you know what I mean. So give me an idea when you come here, and we'll talk about that. We also got to talk about solar panels. Keep that in your prayers too, people, because all that stuff is a lot of money. The printing press, the buildings, everything. But as it stands right now, I'm just going to use a credit card for some of the stuff we need immediately, and just trust the Lord. They'll pay the bill. He always did before. You got a 400-watt kicker. Oh, I have no idea what that is. But how far can you broadcast with a CB? Can you get 100 miles out of it? With a linear, okay, I mean, how far? Does anybody know? And if you get another guy that's got a CB in the following state and he listens to you and he relays the message even further, I mean, can you go around the country with a CB? A CB is about 30 miles. That's pretty good. That's like a local radio station. You know, I used to be on a local radio station up in Oregon. So 30 miles, in my area, 30 miles, I could, there's a couple, like, well, Kentland, I might be able to get like maybe 100,000. You know, potential listeners. 30 miles. Isn't there any way to amplify that? You know, because other than that, taking the test, I don't really know. If I could take the test for the